Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 69. Pause for effect.
This is family friendly, Dave.
I'm Dave, the NC picker, and with me as always is Kevin, the Commonwealth picker over that way, and then Carrie, the American haircut, Raking Vegas down
below. Raking Vegas, baby. That was Harry's Potter Tornadoes idea, that name.
In light of the pause, I wanted to read a comment early today because this is similar process.
This must be from your foot.
Is it just me? I can't stop staring at Dave's creepy pickle.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Tina?
I think he is talking about the pickle back there.
Pickle Rick in the background.
Pickle Rick. I do have a creepy pickle above my head. Yeah. Hey, reselling podcast, guys.
Yeah,
this
guys.
Is the world's
eBay,
number
Amazon.
One reselling
number
podcast.
One.
Yes,
number one
reselling podcast in the whole world. Mm-hmm. It actually is the number one entrepreneurial podcast in the small country of Croatia.
Yes, and Croatia. Hello to our Croatian fans. Dubrovnik, we love you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, and so...
There's not
much
competition, though, let's face it.
No, we may be the only one.
We need to start it off. Because I got a bunch of angry hate mail with our favorite Trash to Cash Patreon supporters' names, because I actually got threats in the mail, Carrie. Morgan and Morgan is going to be suing us. Did you know? So, have
People
you ever heard of Morgan
mail?
And Morgan? Morgan and Morgan in the law Morgan. Firm?
No.
Morgan and Morgan. Everyone's got the law firm near them, right? Like Chamfro and Chamfro. You know, there's like two names in a row and an ampersand. That's one in Florida, too. I can't remember the North Carolina ones, but there's always like a
we
million.
We got like Naxi is
here
the one in Vegas.
Skullrude, yep. Skullrude and Associates. And there used to be a good one in SoCal. You SoCal people out there from
Sounds
the
like
90s,
a He-Man
80s,
villain.
You got to tell me that one. That was a good one back in the...
I forgot.
So Morgan and Morgan is huge, right? They're like one of the biggest in the whole nation, right? And they're huge in Florida. Next time you drive to Florida, Kevin, look at the billboards and you'll see Morgan and Morgan, 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 Morgan. All right.
And avoid
the
crocodiles.
John Morgan. Okay, John Morgan, the guy in all, and any Florida peeps or people who have been to Florida.
Is he a captain,
gonna, like,
by the way?
That's going to surprise them a little. All right. John Morgan is married to my mom's first cousin.
What?
Ultima Morgan.
You're famous.
Is her cousin.
Ultima. You're famous.
And John Morgan,
you're
they're insanely wealthy. But we don't have a very good relationship, which I'm trying to work on.
No, work on that for the money aspect, at least.
Yeah, for the money. Well, here's the funny thing. Like, a year and a half, 2 years ago, my dad's driving his car, and some guy, like, pulls out in front of him, right? And my dad crashes into the back of the guy. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, they get a letter in the mail that they are being sued by Morgan and Morgan.
Yeah. Both of them.
My mom is being sued by her own stinking cousins.
That's
firm.
Unbelievable.
That's messed
and
up.
She really calls good. Up her cousin. She's like, "You're suing me." And she's like, "Well, this has happened before." Because everyone who gets sued in Florida gets
Could
sued by
better.
Morgan
Could
and Morgan.
Could be Mary Kay sending you a letter or Otterbox, you know.
Well, this person tried to get $1 million from my family.
A million
they sued for my dad sued him for $1 million.
Did they have to settle on used DVDs instead?
No, they settled for $380,000.
And
that was all
credit.
That was all paid by the insurance company though, not my parents. Like the insurance they had an umbrella policy, thank goodness, that paid it out. But yeah, basically my mom got sued and lost by her cousin $380,000.
Which is why it's important to have
what
an
I've
LLC,
learned,
y'all.
Let me take a note. Yeah. So get car insurance is what you're telling me to do.
It would be a good idea. Although they probably wouldn't sue you because you don't have car insurance. You don't have really any assets. Your TV is sitting on a cardboard box. Like, what are they going to sue you for?
It's on top of a dresser now. Thank you very much.
They're going to sue him. They're going to look at his TikTok page and be like, this guy's a millionaire.
They're going to think
it. He must be so rich. Anyway,
little do they know.
Thank you to Sales by Tony, ABC Matt, Biscuit Butt, Logan Markey, Perker County Picker, Grace Heck Resell, Side Hustle Preacher, and Tanya Arnold, and of course, Brian Klaus.
We love you with an undying love.
Yes.
And make sure you join the Patreon if you haven't yet. Listen, you've got to. If you want, well, I talked a little bit, about it on my Flipper channel. Like, if you want to get first go at the Trash to Cash Vegas meetup, you got to get over to the Patreon and sign up because they're going to get first access.
You think that's fair?
Honestly, Kevin, I think I'm going to give them a little discount too, the patrons. Ooh. I think they're going to get a little discounted rate.
We can't wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was Dawn's idea. It was Dawn's idea. So it was Dawn's
idea. I can't wait to meet all our trash bags in person because that is what we call the fans, right? Trash bags.
And some of the Patreon folks have already bought plane tickets. So even though the event is not specified, they've already bought plane tickets.
I know. Now I'm going to we'll be there. We're going to go to the bins if you guys get there early. We're going to do all. I'll make sure I show you guys the town. Ellis Island's a must. We're all going to Ellis Island.
Ellis Island,
We're just going to dodge the knives at Circus Circus. It's going to be amazing.
we got a question. Sponsors, oh, go ahead, Kevin.
Anybody out there want to sponsor?
We do. We need a sponsor.
Kevin needs money.
Reagan's mom said she would not sponsor us.
No. Someone asked on the Patreon, I asked if there was any questions for the podcast, Kevin, and Grams and Pops Vintage said, could you ask Carrie if he's planning to rent a party bus to take us all garage sailing in Vegas?
With no
because we know Carrie can't
bus.
Say no. So he's going to invite everyone anyways. Might as well.
It's cool. Yeah, no, we can. Yeah, why not? We should do a party. I'm probably going to have
so funny. That'd be a good video.
That would be a good
like
video.
A party bus rolling into yards.
I honestly might do that if we get enough people that want to do it. That would be a great video.
That would be so fun.
And that we all could just do one video. We just do different angles.
Yeah.
We could hire male dancers too. Yeah. Like from what's that Aussie show? Thunder Down Under. Get them on the bus. Kevin could be one of them in his leotard.
Exactly, dude.
Kevin,
we know Kevin can fake an accent, so he can do that.
So tons of things to talk about. I've been doing reselling. Have you been doing reselling? Okay. eBay, Poshmark, Mercari.
Yeah, all of them.
We're just saying all the hot
Bonanza.
Words.
Bonanza. Whatnot. Pop Shop?
Pop Shop Live.
Grail?
Listen, I got to be honest, and this is, comment down below if you agree, Mercari's dead. Like, I have
I got a sale this week, and I was surprised.
Facebook Marketplace or Mercari? They're both.
Mercari.
I hear them trashed all the time.
Mercari, if it does not, this is the key to Mercari. If you do not sell your item in the first 3 minutes of it being listed, it will never be seen by another human being again. I know.
There's a lot of truth to that.
I did sell one thing. I sold a Metaluna monster, a famous creature of the Black Lagoon, Diamond Select toy, Dave. You would have loved it. Randomly, an old listing from like 5 months ago on Mercari, I was almost like incredulous.
Did you still have the item?
Yeah, I hope so. But yeah, we did.
Found it.
My first comment to Dawn was like, "Do we even have this?" And she said, "Yes, we do. Yes, we do." So
how much did it sell for?
Like $34 in Mercari money. That's like $16,000.
The problem with Mercari money is I never take it out. I never withdraw it.
I know. I just spend it on other stuff.
I spend it on other crap on Mercari. It's not good.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, but see, if you do that, do you have to pay taxes on it? If it's on site,
you don't have to pay taxes ever, Kevin. That's what I've heard.
Haven't you heard, guys? They're not.
Taxes
are. Dude, okay, so there is a new law thingy they're trying to pass, which I'm sure won't pass. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kevin probably already has a video planned about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I don't know. This seems like an insane idea, but kind of interesting, where they stop charging income tax completely. Have you seen this? And instead, everything's just a consumption tax.
Consumption.
That would be interesting. The only reason that's interesting because I probably wouldn't need an accountant. It's just so it charges you your tax when you buy it.
Right? I will just tell you this is my history teacher coming out of me. But
you guys want to take a nap? Now's the time. Is he okay?
He froze. That's so perfect that he froze. He's like, I'm boring. Let me just freeze my video completely.
You know, I was wondering if he coordinates his wrestling shirts based on the topic of his video.
He might. Okay, Kevin, you froze.
Go ahead.
Back. Governments rarely take taxes away in history, and they always add. Yes, so with the promise, once we implement this, we'll do that.
They bring back income.
Look at Europe. Look at what Europe's done, and they have that VAT system, and they have just—it's ridiculous. So I've stopped shipping.
That's east of us or west, depending on.
Yeah. So when I sell Big Cartel stuff overseas, you know, if I sell Commonwealth Picker merch or something to, you know, folks over in Europe, you got to fill in that stuff.
And I know.
You
get a VAT and all that stuff.
I talked to somebody over there. I'm like, you know, what if I just ship you whatever, or, you know, could you make it for me over there and sell it like Teespring does over here? Mm-hmm. Just him make it over there and do it. We'll see.
Kevin, you've got all the merch connects, and so I have a question for you. Someone said that with the Trash to Cash ticket, it would be cool if they got a piece of merch. So I'm thinking TTC, Trash to Cash, okay, thongs.
Yes.
Like, just thongs.
Edible, though.
Like, go on them,
worn,
like,
by Carrie first? Or
Carrie can put each one on and, like, wedgie himself, and then they got a little rosebud on it.
It'll come with it'll be in the there'll be an embedded little link on each package that they can get.
Dude, no, it's just got a QR code on the front.
A QR code.
Carrie's Musk on the back.
Exactly. We found a use for QR codes all these years later. Oh,
this is the worst reselling podcast of all time.
No, we mentioned so many places so far, though, that you could sell.
We said Mercari twice. Sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
I talked to Orlando this week.
You did?
I talked to Daytona.
Yeah, no, I talked to Myrtle Beach, which is South Carolina, dude, man. Strangely.
I mean, he's like, please stop mentioning us on your podcast. Yeah. People think that this is a reselling podcast because, you know, you mention us. He's like, that's just not truth in advertising. Don't mention
So they think that his show is reselling related? Yeah, they're confused if that's true.
It's confusing.
No, he was a crazy good guy, man.
We all know the only real reselling podcast is Triple Thrift, and they refuse to give us any content.
They're making content, bro. It's behind a paywall. It's $4,000 a week. I'm the only subscriber.
You have to be a lord or a lady and pay $3,000.
In Ireland, yes. Yeah, you have to have a plot of land in Ireland to listen to Triple Thrift. Joey Bada Bing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to say this. I've opened up the floor on Patreon to some questions before the show, Kevin. And I really liked your uncle's question. Now, your uncle is, like, basically you, but better in every way, right?
Yes.
Like, he's just a significantly, like, better person, better
like,
at
what
picking.
If Kevin didn't steal from old
heart.
People?
Yeah, exactly. And so he said, if you weren't able to be a reseller, what would your dream job be?
Such a good one.
It's a good question. So, Carrie, Carrie's dream job is sleeping, right?
Yeah, no, sleep study stuff, yeah. No, like a dream job meaning, like, I could do stuff that my talent doesn't allow me to do because I would want to be a basketball player all day if it was my dream. But realistic goals, honestly, I'd love to, like, act. That would be cool. I'm serious. Stand-up comedian. I think I could do it.
Okay.
I have confidence in myself.
That's fair. Kevin, what about you?
Like, something that's realistic, you know? I mean, because, you know...
Or history teacher like Kevin.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's not my dream job. I think for years it was probably to be a college baseball coach. I would have loved
it. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, to me, I feel like it'd be something in esports, like esports podcaster. It would be some sort of podcasting, probably, honestly. Yeah. Like, that is a job for some people, like, or radio, or I have an annoying voice and I want to be on radio.
You do have, like, the perfect radio face and voice.
I have a radio face. It's not a radio voice.
So we went over, because in Vegas there's, like, a lot of esports stuff. So we find the jerseys, which I was explaining to Don that these nerds, you know, great people, but they're nerds.
I have one right there on the wall.
They get we should have podcast jerseys for us. That we have to wear every episode. Skin tight, kind of like a cycling thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think that would be a good merch idea.
Maybe we should wait till the weight loss happens.
Yes, no, after the weight loss.
Let's talk about the weight loss. This week was tough for everyone in the group.
Yes,
this week was tough, guys.
I lost
this is
one
my
pound,
warning.
Exactly.
That's actually really good. I mean, this is the warning that if you're doing a diet week four? Week three?
Week four
is freaking hard. Like, we worked our butts off, and our average weight loss across, like, 12 people, my thing just flashed, was, like, 1.7 pounds.
Sonny lost
he was one of the big losers.
He lost, like, 4 pounds.
It's because he gained 3 last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Don teased him until he did it.
We've all kind of plateaued a little bit, and, like, I'm hoping it turns around. I know some of the people are really discouraged, if you saw the comments.
Hey, if you're losing, you just keep going.
Yeah.
You're just steady and slow and steady, so
Most of us lost or stayed even, almost all of us, I think, right?
I'm concerned about tomorrow. I don't know if you've gotten in this habit, but like Sunday night, I have a good dinner because it's like after weigh-in.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like yeah. Sunday is like the 2000 calorie mm-hmm. day for me because weigh-in mm-hmm. is over and it's like, I'm going to enjoy today a little bit of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. You know, my day, and I've talked to you about this, Dave. Like I get the Indian food every Wednesday in Utah mm-hmm. when we go visit Don's dad. And it's not terrible. It's chicken, but it's like got the creams and stuff for yeah. lots of calories.
You love the cream. Mm-hmm. You love to put the cream all over yourself. Speaking of that,
yeah,
next week is cream.
Oh!
Jelly yes. hands time.
Jelly hands.
You're
going to
take something sticky and slather it all over your face.
We've
got
to come up with an idea. Like maybe we should open that to the Patreon and let me choose because I don't want to be held yeah. to anything.
Yeah.
The pie's hard to top, though. The pie's hard to top.
The pie was so good. I mean, that was one of the greatest moments.
I feel like I need a Nickelodeon set at this point where I jump into some stuff.
Double dare.
You got to get pull a thing and you get slimed at the end of the episode.
Exactly. I need that kind of capability at this point.
I love that.
A bucket
yeah,
of something. That's a good idea, actually.
A bucket. So, like okay, can we talk for a second about long yard sales, 100-mile yard sales, things yeah. like that?
Yeah.
Kevin
way,
has, like, a Facebook right, group about it. He's obsessed yeah. with them. When is your yeah. next long yard sale you're going to?
I haven't decided yet. Yeah. I haven't. I'm okay. not. I don't think I'm going to the Peaches to Beaches. I don't think I'm going.
I'm not either. It's all the way up in Georgia so far.
Yeah, I'm definitely
all the way down in Georgia. I do know. I talked to Flippy.
Up for me.
Talked to Flippy McFlipperson today.
East South.
Oh, what's his first name, Kevin?
Flippy.
Flippy. We determined it was Flippy.
And Mr. McFlipperson is going to be in the podcast. He's going to be at. I think he might be going. I'm letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, it's not safe there.
Why did you lock it up in there in the first place?
Yeah, that's not humane.
You're sick.
Going to the Peaches to Beaches sale.
Death Pile
Picker's going
to
be there.
Yeah, I got some invites to go. I just like... I was telling Carrie this, Kevin, and you tell me what you think about this. This is a struggle I have, right? At the moment, I have a day job.
That's
I have a day job. And like, when you have a day job, you get a certain amount of time off, let's say 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, if you've been with the company a long yeah. time, mm-hmm. that you get to take off, right? And it's
teacher,
like,
you know, 3 months.
Yeah.
As
I'm on like 10 years now.
But anyways, so what I'm struggling with is if I had my day job all year, which I put an if out of fantasy mostly, but if I had my day job all year, fire mm-hmm. me, please. Severance.
You can only do so many things.
If I have 3 weeks off and I use them all to go to 100-mile yard sales, yeah. is that fair to my family?
Then you can't go see Josh and Flip.
Well, is it fair to my family?
It isn't. But is it fair to your friends not to go? That's the real question.
This is the thing I'm struggling with. But
the kids, come on.
Dude, they're already starting to hate me. The 14-year-old definitely thinks he's smarter
than
me.
So he wants
me,
you
like,
gone. He is smarter.
To be fair, he is significantly smarter than me.
Incredibly smart. That is true. Well, he knows. Okay, let me rephrase that. My 14-year-old finally knows he's smarter than me.
Yeah. He's happy with me.
Carrie, he might be smarter than all three of us. Yes,
no, I think he might be. He trips me out sometimes, like when we were hanging out, when I was there. Like, I was like, oh my gosh.
What'd you say, Kevin?
I said, he's happy when you leave. Tina told me the other day, she's happy when you leave.
So. I don't know. This is the struggle. I mean, this is why it would be really nice to have my full-time thing be reselling and... Mm-hmm. and
here's
you know,
the key.
Your dream
job. But then, like, going to FlipCon is a work expense. It's a work trip, and it's not, like, me taking vacation days to go do it. It would be so much nicer. That's all.
Yep.
You got to be there because Trash to Cash has to shake hands and kiss babies if we're ever going to win the hearts of the people.
I just went, see Dave, I just went and had dinner with Pittsburgh Picker and the Daily Cabbage.
Adam Azaria. Yes.
And so, you know, where'd you go? Write off right there. Where did we go? We went to a little, they're both local places. So.
Blimpies?
No, not Blimpies.
Domino's, Little Caesars, Pizza.
But you know, we put that on the credit card, Jenna, if you're listening. That's where we went. It was a business meeting. It was a business meeting.
Dude, I got to tell you, it was so nice. Like, this accountant sends me this giant packet of like 40 forms to fill out for tax time. And I wrote him back and I CC'd Jenna and I said, guys, I am paying you so I don't have to deal with this. What do I have to do, like, for real? To get my taxes done, and I don't want to fill out 40 pages. And they're like, don't worry about any of that. Just send us your 1099s or whatever they're called, and we'll take care of everything. And I was
yeah, Jenna, that's coming for me too. It's on its way. I got the packet too. It's sitting down.
I'm not filling it out at all. I said no, I'm not filling it out. I'm paying people to do this now.
Don't forget to claim your $24 you made off TikTok this year.
That's right.
Dude, I hate TikTok. Yeah. I did actually make a TikTok before this show. And I will be, I'll be honest, you guys have been using the captions app, right?
Yeah.
To caption your videos. And I haven't done it. And I'm going to just come out and say it. I kind of hate the captions you use, Carrie, like where it shows a whole sentence and just highlights one word.
You don't like it?
I hate it with a passion. And everyone's doing it, but I just absolutely hate it. And I was like, I'll never use that app because I hate that.
You can use that app and change the format.
Well, I figured that out. I figured that out. But like with my ADD brain, the way it does it on yours, Carrie, is I read the whole thing and then I go back and read it when it highlights and I end up not watching the video at all and it like just really kills me because it shows the words that aren't being said. But when I downloaded the app, it's got this thing that only shows the word as it's being said and that I can process and that doesn't make me crazy.
I want to cater my TikTok to your needs.
You know, we've talked about no reselling. I'm just pointing that out.
Well, these we mentioned Mercari.
We talked about yard sale. Right, you said the word grailed. I heard it.
Yeah, I heard Depop at least. I think you farted and it sounded like Depop.
Shopify? Is that the answer? I don't know. We're not going to discuss it.
No. Okay, Kevin, wait. Let me finish my thought. All I was saying was...
Kevin never gets to finish a thought, to be fair, ever.
That you guys were right. This captions app is really actually impressive. Like, it's creepily... impressive how good
is that
going
to be the
like,
thumbnail. Carrie and Kevin were right.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, I just can't believe that it like people talking under their breath over there to me where you can barely hear it and it still captions them perfectly every time. I don't know how it does it.
Unlike whoever does my Facebook stuff, because those are
way
off.
Jelly Smack, yeah.
Way off. I'm like, what?
Kevin can't say it, but you can.
Yeah.
I can say it. They don't care about me.
Jelly Kevin, Smack. Do you have this amazing do you have an amazing reselling topic? Because, like, you're all about this reselling
chat
today.
What's your topic?
Come on, topic guy.
I sold a battery back.
I have some.
To a Jimmy Big Mouth Billy Bass for $10 on Bonanza. That's a huge story.
That was so embarrassing. I want everybody to realize that was a sentence that an adult man said in the year 2023. I sold a 25-year-old toy on Bonanza.
No. Just the battery back, Carrie. The battery back. You unplugged your microphone. Battery back for a Billy the Big Mouth Bass on Bonanza. Say that 10 times fast. Battery back, Billy Big Mouth Bass, Bonanza. Go.
That sounds like something you get if you take a medication, like a side effect.
Okay, so I do have a topic that's not about Bonanza because nobody cares about Bonanza.
Nobody.
Grams and Pop.
Not a person.
Comments. Yes, Kevin. Everyone gives you credit when they sign up for Bonanza and sell one item for $4. I know.
People are gonna kiss your ring, but do they really mean it? You know.
Let me tell you something. Just for full credit, I heard about Bonanza from somebody we talked about a couple of weeks ago who ripped off my name.
Wyatt
Earp. The show.
Who did you hear it from?
Show Me Pickers, which is something else. I heard it
Rad Relics
first. Actually, you know what? I might have heard it from. Oh, I'm losing my mind. I can't think of the name. I'll have to come back to you.
That's an age thing. It's fine.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's all right, man.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Mod and Pop. Mod and Pop?
Go ahead. Grams and Pops, right?
Is it Grams and Pop?
I'm confused.
Actually, it's Grams and Pop.
I think there's two different ones that have Pops involved.
Mod and Pop gave you credit, Dave, for your...
Oh, weird.
I don't have energy to hate people. Truth, they say.
Push Pops.
That's a great... I like that from last
That's week. A valid... I mean, I just don't... Maybe when I have more time, I'll start eating people.
I do hate Carrie's video titles, but I don't hate Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Really? No, I'm trying to learn from the masters.
I mean, look
here.
At today's. I mean, this is, what is it? Garage sale miracle.
It is. It's a miracle.
Carrie found something before dawn, I think.
That's part of it.
Did you change your icon to Froggy Flips' icon?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, putting Froggy Flips' face on your videos now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That is his, isn't it? I knew I heard that somewhere before. It is what it is. Froggy's
miracle.
A good dude. He'll understand. I'm just trying to get people to watch my video. I put so much effort into it.
Did you steal a Froggy title?
I tried. I really did try.
Miracle. I think I might have that title.
It's like 22 minutes long, guys. Do you know how long that is for me? That's like six
normal Carrie videos.
That's like six garage sale videos for me. I was
proud
of myself.
Was that you garage selling this Saturday?
Yeah, yesterday, man.
Oh, or nice. Today. Should I watch what? It? Is it any good?
No, today's Sunday. I think it was good? Okay. It was a good day. It
not
was
not a great review. Okay.
No, listen, dude. Here's the thing.
Did you find there anything worth more than $30?
Yes.
Did,
several.
Did I said you, not Dawn. Did you find anything worth more than $30?
See, now that's not fair. First off.
That would be amazing.
Carrie that, found something.
Now you're not being cool, man. Did Dawn technically save the video again? Yes, she technically
okay.
did.
Okay. That's fine. Now, okay, so I'm not being cool. So since I'm not being cool, I want to stay in that lane of being a horrible person and read Phil's question on the Patreon. Can we have a discussion of Carrie's thinning scalp and offer him tips to accept his advancing years?
I had an existential moment mid whatnot stream when I put my head down like so, and I don't know if it's my cowlick, I can't see it, but I think I'm losing hair, which is disturbing.
Because you're not losing hair. You're not losing hair is what I'm gonna say.
And my widow's peak is, I mean, you know,
are you gonna be bald guy?
Am I gonna be
dude?
Jeff
I don't
Bezos?
Know if I can be your friend if you go bald.
I'm not. I'm just gonna let it happen.
I'm kidding.
I haven't dyed my hair like Kevin. I'm just letting it go.
I don't dye my hair. You need to get the solution is, you know, you lose it. You just grow the beard. Get the
I'm
going to
comb it over. Comb it over.
Get the rubber bands around the beard as it goes down. It's
I hear that. All those ads.
Lou
Albano.
Did you just describe Lou Albano?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
They're not sponsoring us, but there's these things that like help your hair grow, like just for men or something. And all the ads say like 66% of men struggle with hair loss. That's like a good portion.
Yeah, yeah, so that means one of us is struggling, and it might be me.
One of I could be going bald too. How's mine look? Right. Am I?
Here's a confession.
No, yours is like a like a kid, man. That's
okay.
Y'all tell me I dye my hair. I don't dye my hair, but I will tell you this: I'm the only male in my family. Like, they're all bald, right? Steve has some hair, Uncle Steve. Yeah. My dad has none. My brother has none. My uncle, they nobody's got any hair. I actually have hair because I take a pill for it.
Oh, you do. It's one there of it's part of your regimen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know
so
that.
So, wow. Are you a ginger technically?
You're not even listening. I'm giving you tips here. There's a pill to save your hair.
He's taking pills.
No, I was actually a towhead when I was a kid. I was blonde as could be, and then it kind of turned strawberry and blondish.
I've heard that before.
It was like white hair. Yes. Okay. Dewdrop.
Sandy blonde. Yeah.
And then it turned reddish, and now it's like dark. It's almost like brown now.
So you said there's a tip to save your hair. You mean the color of it or the balding of it?
The hair.
He's taking
the
pill.
Propecia.
Alopecia is your disease.
Propecia.
And it's just a wig. Dude, he wouldn't have to dye it if it was a wig, Carrie. It could be a wig.
It could be. We don't know. Nobody knows. I saw
Carrie. I think you're at the point where you need to own it and shave your head skin bald.
It's not that bad.
Nope, just own it. Just own it, Carrie.
Stop, man. I'm trying to hold on to my 30s.
It'd be jelly head.
It's from putting the jelly on my head, probably, that did it.
Three stooges.
Go bald. Okay, Phil continued on to belittle Kevin as well.
Thank you.
Maybe
Thank
we can you, ask Phil. Kevin why he has yet to get a tattoo, even though he promised his wife he would do so. Our promise is not a thing kept in the Commonwealth.
So my wife, that's harsh.
Spicy. Spicy, Phil.
I'm going to throw my son's girlfriend under the bus because
why not? You do it with everybody else.
That's right.
How did Kevin's son's girlfriend die for 300?
why there's no, you know, Dave's asked before, and I keep getting messages why there's, you know, no printout sheet with all these little names on it of people that help me, whatever. It's been her task for months, and she still hasn't done it, but it looks like there's a little movement on it. So
I don't get it. What do you mean printout sheet?
You just go into a place and say, whatever you got, I'll take it.
Well, everybody who bought a piece of the shed, we're going to write their name in a thing, right? And but there's so many, and it would be like, so we're going to like put them in a computer and like put them out like they're printed and then print it and frame it and stick it in.
I thought we were talking about the tattoos. What are we talking about?
The tattoos. Yeah. My point is, weird it's my wife's job for the tattoos. Oh. It's her
she's gonna
job
tattoo
to set
you.
It up. No, but she's got to set it up.
Let's do it in Vegas. Dude, let's do it in Vegas. Can we do it in Vegas?
Yeah, let's do it in Vegas. That's such a great video.
It's set up. She just said, I'm set up. What day? When is it set up for? They want to do it in Vegas.
No, dude, whatever you guys want to do.
February 10th for real?
Ooh, dude, that's like 11 days from now.
That's awesome, dude.
I realize all the subs, they're all going away. All the old ladies are going to be like, ah, oh, forget
my
it.
My gosh. He's probably getting attacked.
My money's on barbed wire. I think that's what he's getting.
Barbed wire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I getting a
whole
sleeve?
It's just going to be a picture of Blue Ridge Mama.
You're getting
face.
A whole sleeve? You're starting out with the whole sleeve?
I'm putting Froggy Flips right here, I think. So
oh, wow.
I'm just going to take all his titles. And
Kevin with a tattoo. This is going to be
dude,
so weird.
Gonna, I'm going to... That is weird.
Okay, so Phil went on to belittle me. Kind of. He said...
I think he's a Dave fan, but yeah.
This week, Dave seemed to be an angel. Why can't Carrie and Kevin be more like Dave? Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's a well, good
yeah.
little ending. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then we'd have to work.
Yeah, you'd have to have a job. Man. Slacking.
You know what I sold this week? All right, so I got a little resell. Sprinkle in some reselling here.
Okay, do it.
I bought, I was at the 301 sale last year with Eric OBX and a bunch of folks. And I bought a Jungle Book VHS, but it was in a Blockbuster case. You know, it was a rental that somebody never returned. And I bought it for a buck, and it sold for $38 plus shipping.
Really? I found Jungle Book the other day in the clamshell. Didn't seem to be worth anything.
No. It's not. Anything. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say anything. The actual Blockbuster cases. You know what I'm talking about.
I literally left one behind at a yard sale yesterday. Yeah. Should I have bought it?
Yes. And if, especially if the title is a good title, or even if the title matches what's inside of it.
I should have bought
so
it, man.
It was Jungle Book. Jungle Book in the Blockbuster case, $38.
Yep.
Or no, $38 free shipping.
You can just sell the Blockbuster cases by themselves pretty well for like 10 or 15 right now, I think.
Yeah, because people use them or they'll put other things in them or they'll match
home decor,
a VHS.
Yeah.
They'll get a VHS for super cheap and then they'll put it in the case because the case has the name of the movie on it.
Ugh, I'm learning every day. See, this is good though, because when I edit the footage, I can look that up and I can put a comp and say I suck, I missed another thing, and people can really continue their hate. Hate watching is my main audience, and I think I gotta feed the hate.
The video came out today. I don't even know what I was thinking. I was an old hat box. You know those round hat boxes?
Yeah.
Those old ones?
Yeah.
Where you keep your bowler in it.
And it had Disney stuff on it. I'm like, open up. It's a Disney hat box with a Disney hat, but it's like a, you know, an old, I don't know what, not derby hat. I don't know what you call them, but it's an old hat. And I don't know. Any rate, I'm like, how much you want? $15. And I picked something up, totally forgot about it.
And I do that all the time. I always forget about stuff.
Look at
me nuts.
I'm like, did I not buy this thing? Look it up. $200 all day.
Yeah, all the time. And then people will slay you in the comments, too.
I left
like,
it in there.
You picked it up and you didn't buy. Well, I leave it in there, too, but like, dude, it's hot in here. But I just get annihilated in the comments. Like, why'd you put that back? And I'm like, I literally forgot about it.
Remembered it had I not had to edit the video. So all these people out there that are trashing you, they do it, too. They just don't know they do it.
They forget they do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another comment that I thought was really interesting, and Kevin's bringing it to reselling it. I'm bringing it to content creation. I think our
we haven't even talked about poop yet.
I've been
eating a lot of corn lately. I'll discuss that later.
Yeah, let's talk about that in a minute. Marcel said, "At what point do you guys get video editors save time and platforms?"
I'm feeling like I'm close, man. I'm close. I want to do it.
Dude, I look on like Fiverr and stuff.
No
hey, listen, no. This is me asking for help, guys. I want help. If you're a video editor and you have a reasonable idea of how to do video editing, it doesn't even need to be that good. I'm ready for your help. Because I go on Fiverr and they're like, we'll work with up to 40 minutes of footage and make a video up to 15 minutes long. I'm like, well, I start with like 6 hours of footage and I make like 8 25-minute videos. So how the heck can I ever? And they charge like $800.
Well, you want what you're looking for. What you're looking for is some sort of like unpaid intern, and you could teach them the secrets of the bins or the secrets. By the way, you should watch that video.
That's what's difficult. Go ahead.
No, I think he wants an unpaid intern.
I think what's difficult in this niche, and I mean this, and a lot of resellers out there watch this. Let's look at our comments. We got a lot of creators in the comments. Is that it's very difficult to comp items out correctly unless you're a reseller. Because they'll look up things, they won't be the exact right model, or they'll look at something and it's like, oh, that's listed for $900. But then, you know the consistency in the sales and whatever. And just recognizing what things are. is very difficult. And
you kind of need a reseller editor that is in reselling, really.
That's right.
But it's also like a lot of content creators are writing a script and they're recording 30 minutes of footage. And then they're cutting it down into an 8-minute video. Like, we're recording hours and hours and hours, and we're deleting a ton of it.
Now, I've done better at that.
Trash.
And I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, where you turn on and off your camera constantly at sales.
On and off the camera. And it catches you.
I'm so scared I'll screw up.
Oh, I turn it off all the time.
I do it a lot, too, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm wandering around this giant sale and I don't see anything right off the bat, I'll turn it off. And then when I spot something, I'll turn it back on.
I use the beeps, right? And then everyone's like looking at me like,
since
you
brought
beeping?
The topic up, I feel like you're baiting me here. And I've already told people that most of my shorts I don't do. I'm going to get off of this podcast so fast. Orlando,
getting
you
off
out there, buddy?
The podcast?
That is true.
Orlando, pure hustle. I'm coming your way. All right, so my daughter needs something. Y'all talk. Okay. Let me come back to the story.
Yeah, speaking of daughters, you know, we had a gymnastics meet this weekend, Carrie, and Anna did really well. So that was pretty good.
You said, I don't have kids that I know of, like we've discussed. So I don't, like, you guys tell me about, like, the gymnastics stuff. I don't get it. I just think of, like Karate Kid and stuff. Like, and that's not gymnastics. Yeah. Right. I don't really understand what you guys go through because it seems like it's intense and there's a lot of trophies given. It seems like there's an aggressive amount of trophies
available. They give a lot of trophies. I agree. Like, Anna keeps getting a ton of trophies, so I'm curious. Kevin, you know there is a gymnastics camp in Crossville, Tennessee, this summer, going on in August during Highway 127. It's called, like, Flip something, and there's going to be Olympians there.
And they're going to have a hard time getting a hotel.
And, why would they need a hotel? It's a sleepaway camp. You drop your kid off and you go to 127. You're missing the point that I'm getting to here.
There you can bring your kids up there.
That's what I'm saying. You bring Reagan, I'll bring Anna. I'll bring Anna, you bring Reagan. We drop them off at camp, and we leave them, and we go yard sailing. It's a win-win.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. We got to look at the dates.
Speaking of trophies, how about the Trashy Awards? Is that ever going to happen? Vegas?
No. It's never going to happen if I have to do it. Okay, here's when it happens.
Quit your job, Dave.
No, I've got an idea. This is a cry for help, guys. Kevin told me to do this, so I'm going to do it. Cry for help. I would love to quit my job. I would love to be a full-time reseller. Stop using Kevin's affiliate links and start using mine because I need some Skrilla to pay my billas. So I can quit my day job. Although I never make affiliate links and they're broken. I went and looked at my reseller genie. It's been broken for like a month, my link. It's just totally broken. It's just nothing. It leads to just nothing. It's just broken.
Well, I have a link. I'm making about $3 a month. I'm very proud of that.
That's really awesome, dude.
I'm actually kind of excited about it, I'm not going to lie, because I'm trying.
What would happen if you tried to auction off an NC Piggy with my support? I wonder what one would sell for. I wonder if I could get Enemann money for an NC Piggy.
You might be able to get close.
I've had none for months. Like, that'd be a really interesting test. Also, I think I'm sick of my lounge flies, and I might sell them all.
Well, there you go.
It's past. The phase is past. I think I'm done with them.
You probably,
though. You could make more Piggies, see? You can't make any more Enemann. They're done.
You
Fleet's not making.
Oh, you have
Fleet. I mean,
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta get back to my story.
Get back to your story. Your daughter distracted.
My shorts. I do shorts that somebody else helps me with a lot of my shorts. Right, not all of them, but some of them. If I'm voicing it over, they didn't help me. But I actually have started, and I've kind of hinted at this, that I have somebody doing some of my editing on the Picker channel. If you look at my Picker channel, there's a new playlist called Commonwealth Classics, and we're putting out one a week at this point.
Every stuff, time you see that flame and emoji so pop up, that's an editor doing that.
Because it's a particular creator who we all met at FlipCon, who is a very, very good editor, but he is also a terrific flipper. It's Cam.
Did I meet him? How do you know I met him at FlipCon? Why are you putting that in my history?
I don't know.
Did you not meet Cam? Dave did go to bed at like 6.
Yeah, I don't think I met
Cam.
If I did, Cam, comment down below.
I don't remember meeting Cam either, to be honest.
I don't think I met him.
Look at his channel, Cam.
I've watched his channel. I've watched it, but I don't ever remember meeting him in person.
Really, really, really bright young guy, for sure. And I think him and Faya Benda ought to get to, you know, both young talents, you know, get them together. So. But Cam is awesome. Thank you, Cam.
Okay, just, so let me tell you nice something that's really exciting.
Videos out there. Yeah.
From Tobby, from Judy. Okay, this is from Judy. Hey, Dave, out with the old, in with the new. I have been using my husband's beef stroganoff recipe for 37 years. After watching your video, I had to try your world's best stroganoff. It was delicious. I enjoy all your videos. You keep it real and make me laugh. You have a beautiful family. We're lucky. They are lucky is to call this... you hubby and dad. Yeah, I can't wait for you to
announce. Are we getting some sort of payment for world's best recipe?
Listen, the world's best recipe beat her 37-year-old recipe. I was pretty excited about that. That's cool.
Pretty nice.
That's pretty cool. Are and yes, this is the world's best
recipe. Is world's recipe best recipe going to sponsor this? Because we're...
Yeah.
My calculations are right. We're just about to the end of Bubble Boy here.
Oh, yeah. American so, Bubble Boy, guys. Get your bubble wrap at American Bubble Boy for the next week.
Link
and then
why you can.
Stay tuned for next week's sponsor.
And if anybody, I'm out there in discussions with new sponsors for the new year. So if anybody wants to come in and compete, now's the time.
I will give you guys I'll give you a little clue on who it may be. I'm in Vegas and there's a lot of adult stores and we've been discussing an adult store partner with our podcast.
I thought we were going to do our startup. I thought we were going to do our startup Care American Bubble Boy.
Care American Bubble Boy
is our new startup we're going to be doing. So that'll
do you want bubble wrap, but you just don't really care when you. Yeah, do you not care when? Do you really not care when you get it? We can help
it's
you.
It's twice as much as normal bubble wrap because he's just going to go to Walmart and buy it and then send it to you.
I just
also shipping is going to cost a fortune.
Sharpie our name on it. You get it in 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, look.
I love it. There's so many good comments this week, y'all. Hey, 1 Foot Flipper is only 500 watch hours away from monetization.
That was like 5 days ago. He's probably there.
Yeah, he might be there.
Probably there. I like it.
Good job. I mean, it's better than Carrie's channel. I guarantee you guys, you'll like his content better than Carrie's.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Is Kevin going to still do a Spanish dub of his channel? This is from our Patreon, guys. If you want to get some exclusive questions,
I signed up for the, I don't know, wait list or something. I should be one of the first ones to be able to do it whenever that comes around, unless something's happened and I'm not.
Just
aware.
let me dub it for you. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'll dub it for you. I really will. I would.
Carrie dubs it like, screw you, old lady. How about I give you $1?
I would.
With AI as good as it is, you can't tell me. I mean, this should be one click of a button and it should happen. And to me, this is going to be massive for YouTube. I could be wrong, but this is going to be huge for YouTube.
I think
so. Carrie, I don't know why you don't do it to your own. You have the skill. You have a specific set of skills.
Like a garage sale video, what do? Do I do the voices for everybody?
Yes, and in hilarious voice. Oh, that would be so good. I would watch
whenever
the crap
I
out
turn
of that.
Down Adora plush, I always maybe say I'll no bueno.
Yeah,
Abre the door. Isn't that
no bueno? That's what I put that.
See, abre la puerta.
I missed like 40
abre
days
la
of
pertia.
Spanish.
Pantry.
Puerta.
Abre la pantry.
La puerta.
Puerta la pantry.
Oh man.
Yeah, so I mean, I did sell something. I sold a $50 saw, like hand wood saw that you just saw back and forth. $54 I sold it for. Yeah. So
was there a particular brand?
It was, and it's like the signature.
Is it Scandinavian?
Edition. I think it might.
So there are there are some saws that sell really well from that are Scandinavian.
From
I'm trying to think.
Scandias,
if it's,
Yeah, it's
well, it's called, okay, so I don't know if it's Scandinavian, Kevin. It says Vintage Sandvik, Sandvik.
Yeah, that sounds Swedish.
Okay, okay.
Or so Norwegian.
That's right.
Apparently that's a Bolo alert. And, dude, I went to a church sale. So let me just tell you, the yard sales are coming back, baby. They're coming back. I'm really excited. This weekend was actually great. I went out with my mom, and we hit a ton of sales. So many, like, we couldn't even finish them. Which was awesome. One was a church sale, Kevin.
You mean you hit more than 10?
I know. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about that. I think I hit 17 or 18, right?
I want to share my bolos. We've been doing good, man.
One was a church sale, and the church sale, I was like 30 minutes late, and you know Dawn's been doing good, not you, but
no,
we were like
30
minutes late, and everyone had already gotten all the good stuff except the plush. No one had touched the plush, and I loaded up. I filled, like, 2 IKEA bags with plush. First one I pull out to list during my Flipper video today, $50.
Nice.
$50 for that plush. It was like this cow that sings lullabies, basically.
Oh, lullaby.
And it was like, it's super rare, I guess. I've never heard of it. I just, you know, like.
It must be, it was super rare.
Kevin, like, makes fun of my plush methods, but my plush method is like, you know, if it's something that has a decent brand name, is cute, it's probably worth grabbing if it's 50 cents, right? And these were all like less than 50 cents. I got the whole bag.
And
if
it's
up
not,
with plush.
You just pawn it off on your unsuspecting viewers and whatnot.
And you can usually tell when something's like a claw machine plush, right? Like, you can look at something and say, this is a crappy claw machine plush.
Some
it has no
claw
value.
Claw machine plushes do well. Back at, they had an alien one that wore a Michael Jordan number.
Really?
And back in the claw machine days, you know, back in the 80s or 90s,
yeah.
I guess it would be. And
but how is the quality? But
good.
How is the quality on it? Is it a good quality plush?
I've sold some pretty poor quality plushes, man.
A lot of carnival plushes,
like
especially
not,
like at a
squeeze.
Six Flags or Circus, a lot of the 80s plushes with the Circus tags.
Yeah,
really
Circus I've seen those, yeah.
Well.
The fakey Care Bears from Circus are kind of $100.
When they're this price, though, I buy any plush I find. Like, if
yeah,
it's
with
basically 30 cents, 50 cents. Like, I don't even know. I bought the whole bag for 10
At 50 cents, it would work on Whatnot and eBay. As long as it's cute, it's a good character. I love Wild Republic because they make kind of the semi-realistic animals.
Yeah.
And people love them. I mean, because they're just inherently cute.
And every video I see on Instagram these days from Dawn is jellycat.
We're finding like a jellycat almost every day here in Vegas.
So here's your Bolo plush. Here's your Bolo plush, Carrie. This cow, little baby bum plush, musical cow.
I like it.
$45, $45, $59, you know. There was one that sold for $59 without a best offer. So this is
nice.
I was like, this is nice. I grab it. I've listed it for $50 today during my video. Yeah. So like,
I mean, you get 30 of them, you know, bunch. Something's going to hit, you know?
Yeah. Well, and then next one I pull up, you know, didn't someone tell me, and maybe you guys know this off the top of your head, the Serta plush little lambs, aren't they Bolos?
Yeah. The numbers, there's it different numbers.
Yeah.
And
so
like
I found one that I thought was that, Kevin, based on that thing you told me. And it turned out it was a Bath and Body Sheep plush. Bath and Body Works? Sheep plush, and it still sells for $20 to $25. So it was
that's
a win either way.
Serta,
yeah,
more than the Serta.
Yeah, it was a win either way. For. So that's good. Oh, really? Yeah. What's that one sell for?
It depends. There's different sizes and different numbers, and so they all go for different prices. So
well, like, someone was telling me that the Aflac ducks are like not a. There's something
they don't
wrong
go
with
for
them.
A lot. Oh,
someone,
really?
I thought someone told. Yeah, someone told
they
me
only
that
go for
like
$10 free shipping. They're really small, so you can for make like $4.
Okay,
but there's some cool ones.
All right, Carrie, tell us your Bolos. I know you said you had some. Let's hear
it. No, like, first off, we've changed a lot with what we're doing with our store because my stepdaughter and her boyfriend now not only ships, but they take pictures. So I've been getting, which is helping so much.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'd say, I think three Carrie of the last.
Carrie can stay in bed. He just and he stays in bed.
Exactly.
Howard
Hughes. No, I have Carrie. A treadmill desk. Thank you very much. Trust me. Howard Hughes, yes. I got just milk jugs of, everywhere. But I've like hit $200 days, like three of the last 4 days, which is big for me. And I had a card sale that was like $50+ today of T. Higgins because the Cincinnati Bengals, I think they're losing, but they're playing tonight. And we sold a lot of good stuff. We sold an old JCPenney dress, like a 60s dress for like $90 today. It was amazing. We got it a while ago. I'll show you. It's like a psychedelic, I think, what was it, $90? $90. Let me show you what it
You're getting good
like.
At clothes, dude. You're getting good at clothes. And I keep failing at clothes. Like, I bought a box of ties. I can't find
Look at this. Look at this. This is wild, man. This is like
that's cool. Yeah.
Super dope.
You're about ready to see my store go nuts. I know I've wanted to do this flat lay for a long time, and so it's finally done. And so I've saved the clothes. And that vintage find from Tennessee, Reagan is literally, that's what she came in here to ask me when I muted her. She's like, the two bins you put out, because she's in there taking pictures right now. I gave her a raise, by the way. She's like, all these people say you abuse me, so pay me
more.
So
she gets
I'm
to
like,
keep
right.
a dollar, save a dollar, and give $2 now?
No, she's making good money. So she's out there doing those. But then I had a buy, our buddy Mike, Death Pile Picker, he had a great buy, and he's like, hey, you know, you want to get? I'm like, heck yeah. And you won't believe what we got. That's awesome. Crazy good. So, Mike.
Well, hold on. That whole Mike part of that story was a little bit vague. Can you give us some more detail?
Like,
you
punched
each other? Let us know your plug.
Me and Deathpile Picker punched, and what happened?
Well, I'm just saying he called me. He didn't call you.
Did he send you the items? Like,
no,
give me some. Okay.
Yeah, he's like,
you bought from him.
He gets on his phone. I was out eating dinner. He's like, dude, he gets Uncle Steve. He sent me a message, and he knew I wouldn't look at it, so he got Uncle Steve to call me, and I saw Uncle Steve, and he's like, you know, pick up right now. I'm like, oh, geez, who died? So I picked it up, and then he's like, all right, you got to talk to Mike, and he's there. He's got his phone. He's showing me this stuff as he's there on the pick, all the stuff he's buying. He's like, I don't really do clothes that much and whatever. I'm like, I'll buy it all.
Okay, hold on. He bought it all. Carry mute for a second. I think your UFO might be coming back.
What? I don't hear nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's maybe just unplug your mic and plug it back in one more time. It was doing that weird buzz. It was not as loud as last time, but it was starting to drive me insane, which means some of the psychotic viewers like myself would also be driven insane. But it fixed last time you unplugged and plugged it back in, so maybe just do that one more time. Sorry. And for those of you who didn't notice, I'm sort of crazy with audio. And I think I did offend...
more than just audio.
I offended the Flippin' Fantastic podcast. I didn't really offend them, but I did mention it last time. I'm not sure if they
you
were able to address
them.
It. No.
Because
I said
the
that their audio wasn't
good
enough.
Them out. It wasn't that good.
Dave
but
is an audio
what?
Snob.
It's constructive criticism.
And most of
podcast?
The bad audio comes from him, which is what's absurd about it.
This is that Bath & Body Works plush, by the way, in case people wanted to see it.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
The certain ones have a number on it, a sleep number on it.
No. Okay.
That's good.
All right, we're going to live with that Carrie's audio, guys. It's not
mine,
that
is
offensive. Is
bad again?
It's not that offensive. It's really
sale,
not. It
y'all.
Might just be like a spinning something. It might be your AC or something, honestly. It's not a big deal. Let's not worry about it. Unless you guys hate it. But yeah, so we've got a bunch of bolos, guys. That's reselling content. We're giving bolos like crazy.
Sale. I'm trying to tell you
What was your huge sale?
As one of the G.I. Joe, this is the headquarters, the big headquarters in a box. $161.45. My wife says you're welcome.
I would love to have. I would play with that right now. That and the aircraft carrier that was like 5 feet long. That would have been dope.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm turning into a collector. Did I tell you I sent off VHS to be graded?
You're like Froggy.
Did you finally send in those like UPCs from the back of the G.I. Joes so you could get whatever they're giving you?
No, I sold them off.
Oh, you know what? I just thought of one crazy thing, Carrie. Put your phone on airplane mode for a second. This is me. I'm like, I fixate on crap like this. It drives me nuts. But anyway, it's really not even bad. I'm just being psychotic. It's really
is
not
that
bad.
Better? It's on airplane mode.
All right, you can take it off.
If
it didn't
makes
do
you feel better,
I was just curious
what's
causing interference. He hears nothing. It's fine. I'm crazy.
Sold a Rolling Stones 8-track, Some Girls, $13 plus shoe.
I think I sold that. Wait, who's the artist?
Rolling Stones.
Oh, I missed that part. Because, never mind. I'm an idiot.
Did
you see my potholders, Carrie?
No, I didn't.
ABC Matt sent me some potholders that,
oh, no, he sent me pictures of that,
best recipes, and so I'm
giving
away
six of
them.
He was so excited for you to, and I think
you
left him at, like, your P.O. box for a while, and he wanted you to go get him.
I left my P.O. box for, like, a month, but I did finally get them, and then I gave away six of them on the latest video, so that was pretty good.
Telling you, look at all the opportunities to make money. Yeah. You got a cooking channel. I mean, it's like the spatula, you know.
Exactly. Whatever you mash potatoes with, the masher, right? Is that what they're called?
Well, Brian Klaus keeps sending me, like, tools for my kitchen because, like, every time he watches one of my video, he gets triggered. Mm. And he's, like, really obsessed with cooking. He's like, how do you not have a wooden spoon? And how do you not have a real potato? Like, instead of a potato masher, I just use a meat tenderizer. Because it's like, it works, right? It squishes potatoes.
You're
fine.
Like, your videos are like the person who's taping on the labels of the on their packages to ship out instead of using a Rolo
much.
Like
like
I did
you
for
did
years.
For a year. Well,
10
and I'm
years.
Like, so I made like a cardinal mistake and a bunch of people were upset. Like I put carrots into a recipe and I didn't peel
that.
I didn't peel them. And apparently like I've like never peeled carrots for recipes. Like I wash them, but I don't peel them. And everyone said, dude, the skin was like in the ground. That's so gross. I'm like, but I eat a potato skin and that was in the ground. Like, how is it really that much different? It's the same idea. Yep. I don't know.
Hey, did you see? I was scared. Dante. Prison of Profit had a video. What did he call it? The Resellers I Don't Like. That was the name of the video. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm like, Dave's going to be
I got sucked into that for a good, like, minute and a half.
Oh, yeah, like, Dave's going to be on this one. But it wasn't. I was so disappointed.
Did he actually name out people I really
It's a type of reseller that Oh, can I give it away? Would that be bad? I probably should.
No, give it away.
It's such a good title. I'm going to steal this title. It's
Resellers that complain about fees because it's actually a good deal, like, which I agree to a certain extent. People who complain about eBay fees aren't so – they don't really annoy me, but it's just no perspective, I feel like, on how the reselling world works as a whole. Like
I complain
15,
about it all the time.
Yeah, but like
I complain about it all the time.
Let's say
15
to 18%. Let's go high on eBay. That is lower than an auction house. And for the fact that you could reach out to so many people on eBay.
Yeah, but let's stop saying this. Let's not get them to think, oh, man, we can jack it up. Carry American Arbitrage, he don't care.
They're not listening to me. They're only listening to Harry Tornado.
Well, hold
on,
though, Carrie. The thing I complain about is, like, if you don't have a social media presence to help promote your channel or your eBay store, you really need to pay extra money in fees to get your items promoted. So they charge 15%, and then 90% of the other resellers out there are doing 10% promoted on top of it.
I want to hear.
You know, and so they're paying 25% in fees. What's an auction house charge?
I want to hear somebody down.
30% is what I charge.
At least 25%. So okay. I want to hear from resellers
25 is the minimum,
below.
Really.
Really successful resellers down below. I want to hear if any of you don't do promoted listings. I want to hear.
I feel like they all do at this point.
I think there's a good portion that do, but I bet you there's a bunch that don't.
It's almost part of the show now. Carrie's actually riding a tractor right now. That's what's happening, and no one can hear it but me. This is an episode of Twilight Zone. Comment down below if you hear the tractor Carrie's riding. Wait, everyone be quiet so they can hear it for a second.
Oh, that ba ba ba.
Do you not hear that?
Yeah, that's my dryer, dude. I can't do anything about that.
Turn it off.
You can turn it off.
Well, I mean, I can ask Don to turn off the dryer. Okay.
I can't do it.
One sec.
You can hear that, Kevin?
No.
They say when
Don,
you get to
Don, can you turn
age...
off the dryer? It's annoying Dave.
That is
funny. Why do you need clean clothes? Why do you need dry clothes? It's ridiculous.
So I've got a video idea. I'm going to steal this title, the eBay reseller. What is it? The Resellers I Don't Like. And then I'm going to pick off like the nicest, like Roy from RK Treasure Center. I'm going to like start off with him. Like I hate him. Just find the nicest, kindest resellers and just lay them out.
Just besmirch their names for no reason. Okay. I mean, I guess I'm on board. This is weird.
Yeah, you should do it for like an April Fool's joke, right?
Yeah, you should like have, you should have like an evil Kevin character.
We do Cap or no
Kevin.
Cap.
Matter of fact, Bizarro
Cap
Kevin.
Or no Cap with Kevin.
Kevin gets sus.
It's all like, what's up, my lip people?
My tattoos.
I so wanted to make fun of you for that sus thumbnail, but you were already asking earlier if it was okay, and I didn't see
it. It failed miserably, so don't worry.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody that's in your demo knows what sus even means.
Can I tell you something, too? My son said, I asked my son about it. He said, Dad, people do not say sus anymore. That's so 2 years ago.
It is.
And I said, oh, okay. It's not even, sus ain't even a thing anymore, Kevin. We're behind the times.
Well,
it's like it's just like flames because it went from fire to lit
gone.
To gas.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, it's gone.
Can you thank
it's
Don gone. For me?
Thank you, Don.
Anyway. Bizarro Kevin. Bizarro Kevin. There's one yard sale in like 50 miles, and I'm like, I'm not going after one. He goes to this sale, and he's like, look what I found. Just a whole $30 or $20, just masses of vintage hats.
Really?
Just
who's this?
Unbelievable. But you know who Bizarro Kevin? You know, watch my videos. Bizarro Kevin? No. There's a Kevin reseller in
town.
Have
a YouTube channel?
He was the very first person to recognize me at a sale. And he's like, you know, and so we kind of became buddies, you know. He's always out there picking. So he started picking, you know, my territory. And then before, and his name is the same as me. And then he posted a YouTube video. And then he started selling at the antique booths that I'm selling. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? So I just call him Bizarro Kevin because he's just like me, but totally different.
You got to defend your turf a little bit, man. Yeah. A little
Dave's
intimidation goes
a
long way.
Over here and all these people,
well, dude,
you know, resell
the thing
the road,
that gets to me is my mom
picker, all of
is becoming a real star. Like, we go out now and people are like, Mama Picker, like every weekend she's getting recognized at this point. And because I mean, I'm wearing the camera, so she's really the star of my show at this point. Mm-hmm. Like she's out there.
Put the camera on her.
On camera. Well, I could, but then it would be like pointed at my waist. I mean, she's so short. She's like 4'10", so it's like the camera angle.
Two inches shorter than Dave.
Yeah, about 2 inches shorter. Well, Carrie, your haircut looks nice. We didn't say it, but we all feel it. You're looking fly.
I look like Bizarro Dave is what I look like.
You're looking thinner. Yeah, you're definitely looking like you lost weight. I feel like my face is losing weight. Does our whole show look thinner? I think it does.
I think it does.
And listen, if the dryer was annoying you, please comment down below and then hit the thumbs up on the comment. You know, I've been watching.
Kevin's off the sauce, so that's helping.
Yeah, I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Larry David, I mean, I don't love the guy, but the crap he says is the idiotic crap I say all the time and get in trouble. The guy has no filter, just like me. Like, oh, dude, your dryer is so annoying. That sort of stuff normal people just wouldn't bring up.
It hurt me. I'm not going to lie. It did. It kind of hurt me because it's like I didn't make the dryer that way.
No, I mean, you could have fixed it, though. Like, you could have made a better dryer.
No, it's true. It's been that since we got it. It's been like that. But we were cool with it.
I'm curious. Are your sales going up? Like, there's a lot of people out there that hire. Like, I remember a guy in town. He hired somebody during the pandemic, and he's like, "Man, stuff's selling like crazy." And so he hired somebody to come in, somebody that wasn't working because of the pandemic. He brought him in to start selling. So, is it worth it?
Yes.
Is it worth it?
The pictures. Yeah, honestly, the only two parts of reselling that I'm really good at, honestly, is picking. I feel like I'm a good picker sometimes. And I'm good at listing and valuing things and selling stuff. I've always been good at those two things. I'm terrible at shipping, as everybody knows. And I'm also, I don't like taking pictures that much. So that took a lot of time off. Getting rid of the pictures and the shipping took away 70% of what I was doing, almost, like time-wise. And open that up to where... and the key is you have to list when you hire people. That's the problem a lot of people do. They don't put in that extra work that you have to do. And I'm trying to do like 25, 30.
What do you mean when you say that? You have to list when you hire people. Like you're hiring the people to list for you now. No, they're not listing for me.
So you can hire somebody to list for you. That's another option as well. But that's, like I have
to. There's an art to listing, man. Let me tell you. And the right price.
And there's an art of resale.
There is. He's one of the best pickers. He's probably the best picker in all of Vegas. I'm like 12th, I think.
I've heard that. Sonny told me. Sonny, hey, did you go out to lunch with Sonny today?
I did go out to lunch with Sonny.
How was that? Yeah. How many calories did he eat? This is important.
He had like the same thing that we did. We just had like
beans
and chicken and lettuce and salsa. That's basically it.
Good job. I did bad today. I told you that, but whatever. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Get back to
I have sold Carrie's eight topic, items. I just want to say I've sold eight items since this show started. But go ahead, Carrie.
Without a doubt, Kevin, this has been the biggest. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, you sold them all to one person.
No. They just like sold eight randomly. Items in the last hour. Yes.
Was it Debbie or what's her, the one that always buys?
Dez. No, it wasn't Dez. Yeah. She did buy a lot yesterday, though. Not going to last, but it just.
Dez used to buy from me. I shouldn't have done this.
One of the buyers said, "Love watching your Facebook videos."
Ooh.
That was the first for me.
There you go.
Okay, Carrie, finish your topic.
I've gotten recognized like 4 or 5 times in the last couple of days. It's insane. And Facebook was one of them. Yeah, so it's weird. But no, I think nothing so far, and this is very early, I don't know if anything's changed my eBay business as much as having somebody take my photos. That was a big time suck for me, and like it would always kind of like I'd lose momentum because I would take all my photos at once, and then it didn't work well with the way I did things. Mm. Now I'm getting photos sent to me, ready to go with the measurements, and I just watching some Netflix and listing. Right.
So that's right. So my daughter's out there. She'll work for an hour, and I'll have enough pictures to list for. I mean, it's and you got to keep up, right? Because if she does it again, you got to do it, and it's right. So you got no excuse.
And it has made a big difference in the last 4 or 5 days, like double my sales.
I think I'm just like bad at this because like for me, pictures is so easy. You just hit sell similar. You take a picture of the front, the back, and you hit list.
We don't do it that way. I have pictures. I do pictures all together. Just I take tons of pictures and they're on my phone.
Typically, I do it that way. Yeah, like
you
Kevin
take
does.
Pictures. I'm curious.
That so takes
you
more list, time, dude.
Yeah, you have to be right there when you're listening. If you have 100
you
pictures,
you see me
on
do it
phone,
on my videos. Are you not watching my flipper videos? No, that's watching. How I so, list all the time.
I just, have pictures
that's exactly
on my
phone, how I list.
So I can sit at the DMV or the doctor's office, and I'm just listing all the stuff on my phone.
Exactly. I'm waiting for the new bins to come out at the Goodwill bins. I got like a 20-minute wait. I post 10 things sometimes.
Dave, while you're waiting in line for the Harry Potter ride, you could have 4 things listed.
I'm not interested in listing while I'm relaxing. Sorry, I'm just not. Like, when I'm relaxing, I'm relaxing. I am not listing.
But this is something when you do go full-time. You might like, because you could just kind of do your own
thing. Maybe it's a full-timer thing. For me, it's got to be like, hey, this is list time. I'm going to focus on listing, and I like just do it all at once. Like the whole I've tried it. Can I tell you this? I've tried it with like some laser discs back like a year and a half ago. I took a bunch of photos. I put them on my computer. I went on a vacation to Kentucky, and I'm like trying to list them, and I started getting confused about which pictures I had listed and which pictures I hadn't listed. And I was double listing, right? Because the pictures are still on the computer or on the phone, and I couldn't remember what I had listed and what I hadn't listed.
So as soon
as
you
go back
it,
to the eBay app,
you delete them.
So much time. Yeah. I don't know.
Time? Crazy. Like, all right. So
I don't like any of this.
Speaking of our debate last week, it didn't. I didn't see too many comments, but they said that my system is better than Kevin is correct. This is I draft Halflinger. Anyway, Kevin is correct on where to put inventory. The reason is it's much easier to place like items together.
Well, but that's on the podcast, right? On my Flipper video, I talked about it too. And everyone said I definitely should not listen to you, that I would never succeed with
your
system because the way my brain works. No, they said because the way your brain works and the way you are, you'll never succeed with like items.
My problem is with the way you are. Not with how
well,
you do it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Like, I am flawed as a human. If I have 50 Mary Kays in one bin, I'm just going to pull the wrong Mary Kay every time. Like, I just am not going to do it. I'm going to pull the wrong hat. I've done it. When I put stuff that's the same in bins, I just pull the wrong items because I'm like holding the freaking camera and I'm talking and I'm pulling and I'm putting it right in a bag.
You could put the camera down.
No, I don't want to do that. That's what you do. I'm trying to be different than you.
I put the camera down constantly.
I know you do. Well, I put it down
videos,
sometimes.
I
put it down sometimes.
Go and like go to sometimes. My kids' practice and come back and pick up the camera.
Yeah, yeah. No, you do that. But you don't hold the camera much, right? You use like the mounted cameras.
No. I mean,
he's got a selfie stick, right?
I hold it. To. I hold it quite a bit. I'm more than half the video.
Okay.
More
the Sunnyland Stellar.
I don't mount the other ones, but speaking of being noticed, I just have to tell you this because this doesn't happen often. It happened I don't know. Where did it happen? It happened at Dollywood. But we were up, a little shout out to these folks. We were up in the mountains for a couple of days and it's icing and whatever. We go in this little place because we didn't want to drive down the mountain and get a couple coffees. And they're chasing my wife out of the store. They're like, is Blue Ridge Mama? Come on. This little place out in the middle of nowhere. So shout out to Fire and Ice Pizzeria in Wintergreen Resort.
Kevy, Kevy was so excited about this. He was super excited about this.
I was, because they were going to give me free pizza. They're like, oh, no, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. I'm like, what?
Dude.
I'm paying. I'm not doing that. Should I have taken the free pizza?
I would have taken some free pizza.
You should have taken the free pizza and then like gave them like some stickers.
Yeah,
and, like,
shout
them
out or
bubble,
something.
I didn't have some bubble bucks or something.
Yeah, right.
Did my
carry it with me? I like
it. Dude, a lot of people listened to the podcast yesterday or last week, like the audio
podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta beat Pure Hustle because he's like, oh yeah, we got you beat. We got you beat on the podcast.
How many does he get? How many listens?
Did he say? He needs to talk to you because he could give you some information.
I'm
on
sure
the
he gets more
side.
Than us. Yeah,
I'm sure he does.
I think but they don't on YouTube. So I think it's good. We should do a collab. Maybe all five of them. I don't know. That might not work.
Yeah.
Well, we got a comment.
I invited him to Vegas.
And what did he say?
Yeah. He said maybe, but, you know, he's kind of tied up, you know. And he doesn't like Carrie, so.
Yeah. Cyclone. Everyone hates Carrie. Cyclone
Dude,
Patriot.
I love Orlando.
Cyclone Patriot. Okay. He commented on our episode on Spotify. We get comments on our episodes
on
all
Spotify,
over the place.
Yes, on Spotify? There?
Yep, yep. And
are
he
you
wrote,
paying us for Spotify money?
Yeah, we get paid.
It's not much money. It's not much money. It's okay. Okay, so this is what he said. It's okay. I don't honestly understand how to get more sales out there, though I am selling on eBay and Poshmark, but not much is selling and getting a lot of scammers. So what do you think, Kev?
I think that he should have said sales instead of sales.
Okay, Carrie, what do you think? Useful feedback.
You know, first off, I feel like when you're new on any site, and I haven't been new on any site for a long time, so it's hard to say exactly. I feel like you're going to get a lot of scammers reaching out to you initially. I know it happens on eBay, but after like a certain amount of feedback, I think they just start leaving you alone. Because I don't get approached by any scammers at all, anywhere, at any point now, because I've been doing this so long.
Where's he getting scammers? I didn't listen to the question.
On eBay. Just ignore on him eBay, too. He's getting a lot of scammers, and he's not selling as much as he wants to.
And he's
to,
new?
Which, yeah, he clearly
so,
he's new yeah, if he's getting a lot of scammers.
So don't ever respond to
any. Don't ever respond to any emails, really.
Don't ever take any offers.
Nope.
Just list your price slightly under market as a new reseller. Yep. Slightly under market. Don't accept or even communicate with anybody who wants to do any offers.
You have to think of this. You have to think of this. When I learned Spanish, and Spanish is one of my 3 degrees, by the way. When I learned Spanish, the best way for me to learn, the way that accelerated my learning was actually speaking it. So if you want to get better at eBay and sell more, you need to be listing. I know it's annoying. Everybody says it over and over.
For good prices.
For good prices. But not only that, when you first start listing, your listings aren't going to be very good because you don't know what you're doing yet. But the only way to get better at anything, YouTube, anything, is just doing it consistently. You're going to start to see your mistakes. Go back and fix your old ones. But that's the quickest way. If you want to do it quicker, list more at the start. It's hard. You might have to ask for free stuff from family and stuff, but if you list more at the start, you will go through the learning process faster. Yep.
I also feel mistakes. Like, and this is kind of our fault, Kevin, and Carrie to some extent as well. Yes. Like, a lot of new sellers come on the scene and they're under the impression that they're going to sell everything they list super fast. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that, like, we have sales daily. But a lot of those sales are 3-month-old items, 6-month-old items, even a year-old items that have been sitting on our
you
store
say
not
that.
Selling.
You say that, though. I say that all the time.
I don't hardly ever. Well, I say it on Flipper.
Years.
I'm talking about Picker. On the Picker videos, right, we
That's
show
true.
An item.
That's a good point.
And we say, oh, here's the comp. This sells for 50 on eBay. And we don't say, maybe one day it sells for 50. We just show, hey, it sells for 50. Mm-hmm. And they think... Oh, I'm going to go spend $500 at yard sales. They list 100 items, and they get one sale every 5 days.
Yeah, I got the 2 big sales I just showed you, the card and the dress, they're both over 6 months old listings. Mm-hmm. One, I think, is over a year.
Yeah, I sold something last week. Literally, it's been in the store for almost 3 years.
Well, and what happens is, so let's say, Kevin, you're a new reseller, and you say to your wife, hey, I'm going to become a reseller. Give me $300 from our account out of savings, and I'm going to make us a bunch of money. And you go buy a bunch of slow movers, right? Yeah. Because they have good comps, but not many good comps. And you list them all, and then you're out of money. There's so many people who do it. Like, what's our responsibility? Well, do we need to be a little bit more...
Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to constantly talk to the new reseller all the time? I think,
no.
You know, what's our responsibility? You know where I see it the most is Facebook. I see it on Facebook, because my Facebook, anyways, it's predominantly picking, and it's really short, and it's heavy hitters. It's not just, you know, Tupperware or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I have tons of messages on my Facebook. I don't answer Facebook messages, by the way. But they're, you know,
Diva.
I've tried
Diva.
To sell. It's, oh, please. I answer everything. I tried to anyway, but not Facebook. It's too much. So... You know, but they're almost always when they're complaining, you know, these don't sell. I try to sell my stuff on eBay. It doesn't sell. This is all a sham. It's all a lie. Whatever. Yep. You know, show sold listings because I try to sell. I'm like, I am showing sold listings. But I think you're right. But what's our responsibility? I think our responsibility is nothing more than what I just said. If it's in the video and you say on the Flipper channel, hey, or tell people who watch your Picker channel. If you want to start reselling, watch Flipper channels, watch how-to videos, watch, go to live shows, ask questions.
Yep, yeah.
Just don't pick it up, start doing it.
I don't necessarily think we had a responsibility. I just wanted to know what you'd say.
It's a very hard thing to do, to have an entertaining channel, especially picker-wise, and give people proper expectations at every moment. Because it's not super, super entertaining to talk about. you know, that this might take. I mean, you can explain every little thing every little time, so, but, you know,
but
there's nuance.
I picked up some blow mold candles, the Noel candles, and people be, you know, and I bought them for $25, I think, and they sell, you know, $100 plus shipping. And people might complain because I tried to get it for 25 instead of the 30 they were asking. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, there's such a hassle. Sometimes you got to find the right box and whatever. And so I kind of, I'm talking to myself like I'm the real self-talk. Like, I buy this, but I got to clean it. It's not in great shape. And then I get people like, oh, you're constantly trashing people's stuff. I'm like, no, I'm trying to talk like a reseller thinks about an item. You got to test this thing. You got to clean this thing. It's not a...
Yeah, the people complaining aren't resellers necessarily. Yeah.
Here's the thing I think that when you start to become a good reseller, this is the level. This is where you need to be. You go out on a garage sale day, right? You're not getting one item. People all the time say, it wasn't worth your time to go get that one item at the thrift store. I'm buying several items at several different thrift stores in a given trip. The key is you spend $100, right? Let's say you spend $100, you get 20 items, 40 items, whatever. I think the key for me is if I can recoup that money, the investment money, within about a week or two, typically. And a lot of times within a day or two, or sometimes 3 or 4 days, I have recouped my $100 that I spent.
Sounds like a Whatnot seller.
So,
no, yeah. It's not just because of, no, Whatnot is a great method to do that, but I've been doing that for years. You make the money in the buy, and you make a lot of your money up front if you list fast, and then you make money over time afterwards.
This topic is a great reselling topic. It should have come at the beginning of the video, because I think it all depends.
Everything's
on
the at the end with us always.
So let's say, Carrie, you got $250,000 in the bank. You don't care, right? Think like that? Would you still think I can get my money back quickly on it, or would you try to get item? To me, you know,
that's a good question.
I think depends
on
the reseller.
I
don't
care.
I feel like $50,000 in the bank, FYI. But I don't, you know, not like Ray.
I think it's a good
not in one bank. He has it spread out among.
Yeah,
many
it's
banks.
They're in foreign
in Sweden.
Banks. Yeah, Sweden. So they're not. It's a lot of
offshore.
Tax, it's a lot of tax finagling
tax
going on
havens,
there.
Yes.
No, but like I guess if you have $250,000, that allows you to do a lot of things differently. If you want to, I think I'm always going to. I mean. You can make money, you can have success on YouTube or whatever, but I don't feel like certain parts of yourself are ever going to change, and I don't know if I'd ever change that aspect
of myself. I used to list my stuff. I used to think way less. I mean, when I was teaching, you know, 15 years ago, I was thinking about, I got a broken down car that needs fixed, and I got to fix it, you know, so I'd think like that, because I can't tie up my money for a long time. But I don't mind. I buy long tail stuff all day long. To me, it's all about ease of listing and profit, ease of listing and how much time it takes to ship. I'll make $4 if I can make it 50 times over and it's easy, one listing and shipping.
That is a
could
big
care less.
That is why, I mean, as much crud as I get sometimes for it, that's why cards are so enticing. Easy to store, easy to ship, easy to list, and if you know what you're doing, you can make some good money at it.
Well, so you guys have me thinking, right? You have me thinking about this whole, like, getting people to take photos for me. And so my wife hates listing. She hates listing. But she wants to help. But she has trouble finding the item. So I'm wondering, maybe I should try this whole, like, get her to take pictures for me thing instead of listing, because she doesn't want to list. And then she, like, sends me the picture somehow, and then I list.
So
while I'm sitting
first of all, it's difficult.
It's an interesting
people
idea.
Who hire somebody are hiring somebody, you know, a VA, right? Somebody off site. So the pictures have to be done. So when you're hiring some, I mean, my daughter, you know, Bubba's girlfriend.
Family is a good way to do it. Honestly, family is a good way to do it.
Part of like my escape is testing, cleaning, listening to some music, listening to a podcast or something, and taking pictures. I miss that because I don't take many anymore. But you have to find somebody on site. So your wife, yes, but for a lot of folks, it's what are you going to do? Hire people and bring them into your home?
Well, I'm trying to figure out the workflow though. Like Carrie, they take pictures. How do you get those pictures? They text them.
Okay,
to
so
you?
This
like,
is this. Yeah, they're airdropping it to me.
They're airdropping you like a bunch
of they
photos.
Could text it. They could. And what happens is on the daily right now, we have a team right now because Dawn does certain things. Dawn handles a lot of whatnot, but she's actually organizing stuff and giving them a bin. They go through, take all the pictures, put it away in the bin, and then I receive the pictures, you know, on the other side of the
apartment.
That's
the difficult part. It's so, I don't want to interrupt, but Dave, one of the difficulties you might find is you might have to sort through and find, because you bring in all your junk from the yard sale, or you might have to be like, all right, this stuff needs, you have to separate it. So here's what I do. Do you remember I told you I had the girl Jess? She came in and she helped us out doing all the G.I. Joes. She just plowed through them, and I paid her a bunch of money, and she put them all together, took pictures and all that. So what we do is we have one picture phone, and it stays in the supply hut until we need pictures. So whether it's my wife taking pictures or Bubba's girlfriend or Jess was taking pictures or whether it's Reagan taking pictures, it's all on one phone. And then so when anybody, like my wife lists, I list, occasionally Bubba's girlfriend lists. And so whenever anybody needs pictures, they go to that phone, and whatever's on there, they airdrop it and then delete it off the phone.
Okay.
Or if, like, Bubba's girlfriend's at her house or something, you know, she's like, hey, I got time, you know, I can list some stuff. And I'll go and I'll airdrop into my phone and I'll send her five different items, different items.
Dave, are you taking photos with a phone or a camera?
I use my phone.
Like, you couldn't you do, like, one of your camera, one of the cameras you have, and then just take the SD card out and then put it into your computer, because you list from your computer, right? That'd be super simple, wouldn't it?
I don't normally list from my computer. That's why I was trying to figure out the workflow.
Just get a burner phone.
Kevin's got a couple.
It doesn't have to have a phone. I got four phones, brother. You don't have to have. It doesn't have to be connected to a plan. Just buy a $200, $150
phone. Well, she has a phone. Like, I don't. She can just take them with her phone and airdrop them. That's not a bad idea.
She want all that stuff on her phone?
Just delete the photos after once you get them.
She has an old phone.
All that's on her phone is that and pictures of me naked. I mean, there's nothing else.
You might occasionally get that in one of the listings.
Can I tell you, like, that's a lot of reselling content. And I just want to say
it's almost too much. Almost too much.
We're heroes. I want to say the viewers of Trash to Cash are heroes.
We are heroes.
And Froggy Flips owes us a great debt. A great, great debt. He has been trying to get rid of this TikTok poser for like months. And we called on you to report this person. And guess what's gone? That account has been banned because of the many of you that went on there and reported it. It is now banned. Thank you very much. Froggy,
we are like Robert Stack Unsolved Mysteries.
And listen, don't worry. I reminded him it was you guys. I sent him a message. I said,
you are the MVPs. We are the heroes.
I said, as you know, I told our audience to go report him, and look what happened. The account is banned. You're welcome. Suck it. Suck it wasn't necessary.
He did the whole DX thing.
I did the Triple H, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought that was cool. I thought it was cool that you guys stepped up to the plate. I really appreciate that.
I liked that part, like, that we were heroes. Value. That was my favorite part of the story.
We could be heroes.
This might somehow be
to Froggy Flips. He's so rich.
He is. He has mountains of money.
Oh my gosh! You see these things he buys?
He's leased a place. What did he call it? The Froggy, the Grotto? No, that's not right. That's
the Froggy Grotto.
What did he call it?
I don't know. But where my brain is going with this, like, picture thing is, there's a lot of meetings I sit in at work that I'm like, I have to be there, but I don't really have to.
I was going to mention that to you, but I don't know if they listen to this, so I wasn't going to say it on air.
No, I don't think they, well, I mean, but they know, like, there's,
they're not going to be here at this point.
Dave needs to be here, but, like, if it's that kind of meeting, then usually they're like, Dave, are you with us? And I'm like, yeah, here I am. And then they ask me the question, like,
a lot of times
I'm like just talking on Discord or just twiddling
back in
my
the day
thumbs, like,
so I had to, for a short period when we were struggling, I had to go work a regular job amongst my full-time reselling days. And I worked at Cricket, and I was there 8 or 9, 10 hours a day. We never got a single person in the store. It was amazing. And I just listed on eBay and got paid.
That's all I did. When people ask me, you know, how do you work a full-time job, do YouTube, whatever, like Dave does, right? So I would list, I told you what I do in the morning, but I would list in between classes because we had to go outside and stand in the hallways, which, so there was no fights. I'm like, well, there's probably a fight in my room because I'm out here, but whatever. So I'd list every single time in the 5-minute break, I'd list two items in between classes, then I go back in.
Wow.
So you could do that, Dave.
That's discipline right there.
Dave, you could do it in the bathroom. You know,
the SD card idea isn't bad. Carrie's SD card idea is not bad. Of just,
I think
giving
that's
her
terrible.
A camera.
That's an extra step.
Is it though? Like, if I have her just like drop me an SD card,
but How does that?
That's like, how like daily. That's how daily refinement does it. That's where
she
I
just
got
takes
that
this. Kevin takes a bunch of items out to the garage and takes 100 photos of items.
Yeah.
Hands me the card. I put it in my computer, and then they're just sitting there, and I can use my computer to list stuff while I'm sitting bored in a meeting.
Okay, well,
but you can do it in the
computer.
I mean, if I'm going to do it on my computer, I don't normally do that, but it's an interesting idea.
I haven't listed an item on my computer in 10 years.
Kevin, you barely can open your computer.
It's true.
You're so computer illiterate. I mean, this does not surprise me.
I have my nice expensive MacBook down there. I got my
It takes him like 10 minutes to get his Apple II to boot up, typically. And he just plays Oregon Trail all day.
It's an interesting idea. I might pursue this because she really hates listening, but she
wants to help me. Well, the key, I think one of the keys for you going full time is to get that eBay so when everything else is fluctuating.
If I could
eBay
get the eBay money
strong
up, that would be really helpful.
When are we doing? What are we doing this Vegas thing, y'all? We got to tell the people.
April 22nd, I believe, is the day of the event. And then Carrie's talking about doing the bins the day before, on Friday. Now, here's what I'll say is if you're going to come to the bins with us, no recording.
Can
we don't want Carrie
to
lose
market
his access.
Yeah, there's no recording.
Market, yeah.
And we can go to the flea market. We can do all sorts of stuff, you know.
We can
go
to Art's house. His parents can make me some tacos.
He doesn't want to hang out with us, I think is what I'm
getting.
I
want
to feel tall.
Like
Art
you,
has to be with us.
That's true. You guys are both
Art
taller than Art.
I feel huge around Art. No, it's going to be April 22nd. So if you're in the Vegas area, get ready. If you want early access to tickets, make sure you're a Patreon member for sure.
Because it sounds like the way we're doing this, there's not going to be enough tickets to go around, no?
We're going to probably do 100 people.
Probably
I think we're going to do 100
yeah
people. And remember, a
how
lot of people have spouses around that. I think 100.
We,
yeah, I think we did
100. Do we determine that location that we
tickets
were talking
I'm
about?
I'm good with that location.
Because that location is dope. Yeah. That location has an all-purple room that we're not sure what's been filmed there, but it's all purple.
I am ready to book that location. I only didn't because I knew Kevin was putting feelers out on some other stuff. If we can talk about it after the show, and we can book that place if you want
y'all
to. I think
Matt,
it's a solid
part-time
place.
Pickers. I told him. He said maybe. Yeah. So y'all get over there and tell him.
Yeah, we're gonna bring some people who are more famous than us. We're gonna bring.
I'm gonna try
some
to get as many.
And
I'm gonna try to see if they will come. I know Sonny and Mikey will be there, and then we can hopefully get everybody else. In
Let's invite
orbit.
Raleigh Roots and Allie. Or Ryan and Allie. Ryan and Allie
and Callie.
But he's got 10 yard sales to go to.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that. So he released a video saying, I went to 10 yard sales in one day, and I'm just like, what day don't I go to 10 yard sales?
I know, I love that one. It's like...
That was pretty funny. I
think he was trying to appeal to non-yard sellers, because like that is might be an interesting title if you're just wandering around vintage YouTube and you see him.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. I'm just like always going to more yard sales than that.
The last time my wife went out with me one time, it was 10. That video is killing it, by the way. My new stuff isn't going well. My old stuff's going nuts right now. Like the video I did with my wife's got like 10,000 views the last 2 days, I think.
Really?
And it's way
old,
man. But we went out like at 11 o'clock and we probably hit 15 sales and we didn't get out the door till 11.
Yeah, that sounds like a carry kind of day right there.
10 sales.
That crack of 11 a.m.
As nobody knows, my mom makes $5,000 a week selling books on Amazon.
That was the funniest thing. Raking Profit's latest reel was, nobody knows my mom makes five. I'm like, dude, everyone knows your mom makes $5,000
Let's give Steve my
nobody
cousin.
Nobody doesn't know.
Let's give my spiritual brother, because I'm Raking Vegas, of course. Let's give him some credit. He knows what he's doing. He's doing that on purpose.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. He's
it's
good at
smart.
What he's doing.
It's like when we flub a word and we leave it in, or Kevin's just doing bonker stuff at a yard sale. He knows what he's doing. Over talking. I'd love to see Kevin not being filmed at a yard sale. I bet you he's just to himself, super.
No way, dude.
Super
shy. Are you kidding?
Nah, you do talk a lot.
I talk constantly. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, he does. He talks to himself constantly, like some sort of.
I have to train myself to say hello when I walk up to a garage sale because I'm so used to like being in my own.
Hey, here's
world.
A great question. This Cynthia B. How did Harry T. I don't know who Harry T. is, but
tornado
tomato.
I think it's a supplement. Yes.
How did Harry T. build his online presence so quickly? I think it was by exploiting his relationship with Raleigh Roots. I think was
also it wasn't very quickly.
Yeah, it was years.
Sure,
it was a couple
years. It wasn't.
It was long. He's been at it longer than me.
Here, that is a good thing, though. Like, what was the secret sauce for Harry Tornado? Because there was a bunch of people, including Kevin, that came in around the same time. Kevin, on a success meter, much less successful than Harry
but
Tornado.
But Kevin's also not as good at this.
Exactly. That's part of it.
Yeah, I'm also not as good.
He's
as
a great,
Harry
I think,
Tornado.
Was it his editing was a little before its time, maybe?
Yeah,
what do you
he's
think?
Just better than everyone, and,
yeah.
and he's super buff,
too.
I think it's the name.
The name is pretty cool.
Harry Tornado.
Yeah, because people love hair and tornadoes.
Yeah, horny tornado, as we call them here.
All right, this thing's off the rails. Thank you guys for watching Trash to Cash. Make sure you subscribe, go over to the Patreon, and come back next week for Jelly Hands. Carrie's going to be getting all juicy, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.